Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the UFlex Limited Q3 and 9 months FY25 results conference call hosted by Dolat Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then 0 on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sachin Bhopre from Dolat Capital. Thank you and over to you.
Thank you, Ashishri. And good evening, everyone. On behalf of Dolat Capital, I welcome you all to the Q3 FY25 earnings conference call of UFlex Limited. Hope you all and your family members are staying safe and healthy. From the management side, we have with us Mr. Rajesh Bhatia, Group President and Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Surjit Pal, Vice Chairman, US Regulations. Now I hand the floor to Mr. Surjit Pal for his opening remarks, and then we'll
Thank you, Sachin. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for the Q3 9-month FY25 earnings conference call of UFlex Limited. Let me draw your attention to the fact that our discussion on this call will include certain forward-looking statements, which are predictions, projections, or other estimates about future events. These estimates reflect management's current expectations about the future performance of the company. Please note that these estimates involve several risks and uncertainties that could cause our actual result to differ materially from what is expressed or implied. I would now request Mr. Rajesh Bhatia, our Group President and CFO, for his opening remarks, following which we will open the forum for an interactive questions and answer session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Hello. Thanks a lot for introducing me on this call, Surajit. Hi, everybody. I think I'll start with saying that this has been very decent quarter, as you would have all seen from the quarterly reports, financials, as well as the investors' deck. The key highlights being, you know, the revenue is up 12.8% on a year-on-year basis, and to about 3,774 crores. And while we've also seen a volume growth of 6.3%, so the differential between the revenue growth of 12.8% backed by the volume growth of 6.3% very well explains the margin improvement in the business in the current quarter. So we had a 13.8% EBITDA margin for the quarter versus 11.4% in Q2, so they're clearly evident that the margin expansion has happened. And even when we look at the 9-month performance also, the EBITDA margin is at 12.6%, which gives a YOY growth of 1.1%. The other notable things are that aseptic packaging capacity utilization in the leanest period of the year, which is Q3 from October, November, December, is also above 100%. It's actually at 104%. While in the same period of last year, the capacity utilization was 84%. So clearly you see 20% higher in this Q3 versus FY24 Q3. Similarly, you know, in certain other jurisdictions where we were having a lower capacity utilization because of various issues and all that, Nigeria being one where, you know, the currency devaluation had played a havoc in the past couple of years. So we saw the plant utilization in for that improving to 90% in this quarter, which is the highest ever we've achieved. So far, in Q2, we had achieved 64%, but we expect that going forward, Nigeria plant, you know, we'll be able to operate at 100% capacity utilization. Even the Mexico plant capacity utilization reached 98% in this quarter. which was 85% in Q2. The Poland plant still continues to have a lower capacity utilization, less than 70%, so that remains still there's a room for improvement in that. And this quarter, after many, four quarters at least, we had a positive PAT of 111 crores as we didn't witness any negative currency devaluation. Rather, in this quarter, there has been a positive currency devaluation of Nigeria, which, so the devaluation impact in this quarter is actually positive by about 26 odd crores. So that gives us a PAT of about 111 crore. The other things that we announced along with the highlights for the quarter was that, you know, the government of India from with effect from 1st April 2025 have mandated the norms for use of the recycled materials in the rigid plastics as well as in the flexibles. So in the rigid plastics, the country is starting with the 30% of, you know, recycled material to be used along with 70% virgin material. So that, and in the flexible side, the stipulation is 10% to begin with from 1st April 2025. And given our, you know, previous experience into recycling, where we mastered the art of recycling with smaller facilities over many plants over the last few years, you know, starting way back from mid-90s, there's a time now to look at expanding your recycling facilities because the customer will need a blended material, not only a virgin material, which we've been making so far, but a blended material with the recycled contents changing as per the government directives. This apart, we have also, so we're going to set up a PET bottle recycling facility at a new facility in Noida. There'll be polyethylene recycling also and the multi-layered plastic recycling also, for which we are going to spend about 317 crores for setting up this facility. I know that, you know, there'll be a delay in the way that, you know, the market needs it. But we expect that even the implementation of this new facility will, you know, also have its own hiccups and all that. And the present requirements, maybe we can, customer requirements, maybe we can meet with our existing capacities to the extent, you know, we can. But I think we need to invest in this because ultimately, you know, we need, our customer will need a blended material, and we need to be prepared ourselves today for achieving that. Other than that, we've also announced the WPP bags investment of about $50 million in Mexico, which will take care of the North America and South America markets. So this is not flexible packaging. This is the WPP bags, which are used in the pet food industry. There's a very specific product. We've set up a separate company in Mexico, which will implement this project. And we are spending about $50 million in terms of making, you know, investing in this plant. Other than that, our existing expansion of our aseptic facility in India from 7 billion packs to 12 billion packs has already achieved the mechanical completion. We have proceeded towards commercializing commercial operations. And similarly for our 216,000 MTPA PET chips facility at Egypt also, that has also achieved mechanical completion, and we are taking steps to make, you know, that operational as well. We had also announced in the last quarter our aseptic packaging expansion even at Egypt also. So that's also underway, and during the quarter we spent about $19 million on that facility, and we look to complete that, try to complete that within FY26, but let's see as to, you know, we'll be closer to the event, we'll give you more updates about that. The debt has increased, you know, with all the expansions and all that. So while in a 9 months period we spent close to about 1100 crores on the capex, the net debt increase is about 550 odd crores, which means that, you know, we've spent, we've liquidated, even with this expansion, we've lowered our debt. And you know, the existing amortization is happening in a natural process. So as we get into FY26, I think we will get the advantage, getting the advantage of our chips plant, of our aseptic facility in Sanand. And just by these two, we expect that, you know, these should add about on a full utilization basis, this should add to anywhere between 2,200 to 2,400 crores annual, plus the CPP in Mexico, which is already more or less completed. So these three will give us anywhere between 2,200 to 2,500 crores of the top line at a full capacity utilization basis. So I think, you know, we can maybe FY26 we'll achieve partial, but FY27 we will achieve its full potential. And then we will have you know, these three new facilities of recycling, WPP bags, and 12 billion acepto capacity coming into play from FY27 and onwards, which will give us additional revenues as well as the profitability. The net debt to EBITDA ratio is reasonable at about 3.24x. And we expect that, you know, the earning momentum in the packaging and the packaging films, we've seen the EBITDA expansion. So that trend will continue in the current quarter as well in FY26. And this will come from the higher margins as well as from the higher utilization of our various facilities. And for the year as a whole, we expect that the Mexico as well as the plant in Nigeria will achieve 100% capacity utilization for the whole of the FY26, which will give us the you know, the margin expansion in these two. Currency you know, stabilization in Nigeria also gives a lot of boost in terms of planning in a much better way. And that is what we saw in this quarter when we had an 8% currency appreciation vis-a-vis as on 30th of September. And that led to higher demand, higher, you know, more balanced planning for your cash flows, for your receivables. So I think that is, you know, sort of very positive for the business as such. In India also, the demand continues to be strong, and the expansion in the export markets continue to be the main focus of the Indian players. And we've seen in the last 2 years that there is a 52% increase in the exports from India for the BOPET, and you know, much lower export expansion in the BOPP side. But you know, the real test of that will come later in this year when we will, you know, the new capacities from the new facilities getting commissioned for on the BOPP side comes into play maybe in Q1, towards the end of Q1 in the fiscal FY26. So that in nutshell is the our take on the Q3 performance and the operations and the the proposed investments in the recycling and WPP bags that is happening in Mexico, but the recycling investment is happening at our Noida facility. The new facility, it's not in the existing premises, it's a new land and building what we are building for this project. Thank you, gentlemen, and I would open the house to the questions, and we'll be happy to address all your queries to the best of my knowledge and abilities. And if there's anything that we can't answer, I think our teams can always be in touch and get back. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We'll take a first question from the line of Chirag Singhal from First Water Fund. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Just a couple of questions. Firstly, on the performance of overseas plants. So in Egypt and Poland, we saw a dip in the utilization. So is this due to some lack of demand or let's say some temporary issues such as technical issues at the plant? And if you can provide capacity utilization guidance for these two plants for FY26.
No, which one are you referring to?
Egypt and Poland, if you look at sequentially, there was a dip in the capacity utilization. So what are the reasons for that? And if you can provide guidance for FY26.
So as I said that, the Europe still continues to be affected. Demand continues to be affected because of, the specific things to the Europe, which we've already told many times on the call. And the other reason is that, the India has, has increased its exports to European countries. And that's the reason why you see that, though in the Q3 of FY24, Poland plant capacity utilization was 61.5%. In Q2 of last year, this year, we achieved about 68%, but we are back to 61% in the current quarter. And we'll try to achieve about 80% levels in the FY26 for this. Egypt will come up fast. I think Egypt had some technical, issues at the plant. And there may be their routine maintenance and all that. So that's a one-off. So Egypt will remain at about 90%+ utilization level.
Okay. And this is for FY26?
Yeah, FY26.
Understood. My next question is on Asepto. So we are very close to the commissioning of the debottlenecking. How much time will it take to ramp up this expansion, and if you can also provide guidance in terms of sales volume for this sector for FY26?
So FY26, if we so out of 12 billion packs, if we can achieve anywhere around between 10.5 to 11 billion packs a year, I think we target that as of now for FY26.
Got it. Regarding this WPP batch, so can you like provide some data points? What is the optimum capacity utilization? How much time it will take, and you know, the kind of top line and EBITDA margins that we can expect from this expansion.
So I think this, we spent $50 million in this, and the top line that we will need, we are looking to generate from this will almost be the same number. The margins would be, margins in this are higher because, you know, US imports about 80% of its pet food bags, packaging from all over the world. But there is no nearshoring, so there is nothing which is being supplied by Mexico, which is next door to this. So that is where we spotted this opportunity. So the same product we make in India also, and but that plant had a limited capacity, and you know, the larger players of the world, which are you know, brands, which is Purnima of Nestle. And you know, the two brands of Mars, which are Pedigree and Royal Canin, I think we'll be looking at selling them largely. So overall, this business should generate anywhere between 22% to 25% EBITDA margin. The ramp up take a bit of a time here because, you know, like in Asepto, in anything, wherever you pack food, you know, it takes time for you to get the customer validation of the product and all. So the ramp up here might take about a couple of years time.
Okay. So this is more like maybe initially it will take time to ramp up till we, you know, have a base. And then I think just like in Asepto, we saw the expansions coming in and ramping up very fast. Are we also looking at, you know, this line of
like,
business?
So this is a very small capacity plant that we are, you know, going ahead with. And as you rightly said, one, the product is accepted and America has a huge deficit. They import as much as 80% of their pet food requirement, packaging requirements from outside of USA. So the opportunity here could be big.
Right. So actually my next question was on the exports from Mexico to US. So you mentioned that we strategically put this plant in Mexico because there is a good demand from the US. Now with this new scenario of 25% tariffs, if they get imposed and whenever they get imposed, so what are the alternatives available, you know, for us? Because given that, I mean, our existing Mexico plant, we have one line that is dedicated to the US. So if the tariffs are imposed, then what are the alternatives available?
So I think there are multiple options here. The first scenario is that, you know, this does not get implemented, and as we saw, this was levied but then withdrawn the next day and postponed for a month period. And in the meanwhile, there have been positive statements from Mexican side also in terms of the increasing the border security and all that and infiltration. So hopefully, if that gets taken care of, there'll be no duty. Other aspects are that, you know, if there are duty on Mexican products, if not 25, maybe 10, maybe 15, maybe 5, we don't know as yet. So in all likelihood, all the other countries exporting to US will also have some sort of duties or the other, which will, you know, put us on a level playing field vis-a-vis others who are exporting to America. But let's see, there are a couple of other options as well. You know, maybe job work, things also, but I think those are very, very premature as of now. But once there is something final which is to be done by you, which is done by US, then only we'll take a final call as to what needs to be done on this.
Understood. Thank you. I'll join back in the queue.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Prashant Rishi from Cascade Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, sir. My question was slightly related to the industry situation right now. If you could give us some color on the current overcapacity in the BOPP and BOPET segments and some clue on the upcoming capacities in both the segments.
So BOPET is, yes, overcapacity is there. And that is where we are seeing that, you know, after the Q1 around 15th of June around, you know, there was, you know, everybody started to look at exports in a big way. And that is where we are seeing that, you know, the exports from India have increased. There is a natural demand increase also in India by about 10% or so. So over the last year and a half, we've seen also that coming into play. And higher exports from India means that, you know, there is a lesser domestic availability. So to that extent, you know, as of now, there is a near balance in the capacity. With the result that, you know, the capacity utilization levels across, if we see Q3 of FY24, in India, we had a capacity utilization level of 73%, which is now 77%. It will gradually increase in FY26 as well. So more or less, you know, the pain on the PET side seems to be over. On the BOPP side, it's quite balanced as of now. You know, there is not much overcapacity, but there are 4 new capacities which are coming on stream in FY26, June onwards. I think there will be some impact of that on the BOPP prices. But, you know, and it will take maybe a couple of quarters the way PET industry behaved during this while there was a price war that got started, but everybody realized that, you know, it does not help anybody. And so there has been an overall discipline and there has been export orientation by all the players, which has helped stabilize the prices on the PET side. So maybe if similar things happen on the BOPP side also, I think we'll see the much lesser pain than what was seen at the BOPET times.
Okay, thank you, sir. What is the extent of capacity that is coming? You said four different capacities are coming in the BOPP line in FY26, if you have any idea.
Each plant, if you take about 4,000 tons also per month, so about 15 and 80% capacity utilization levels. So every month there will be an excess product of about 12 to 13,000 tons given the presently it is balanced.
Okay, 12 to 13,000 tons per month of capacity will be there by FY26 in BOPP. Hello?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And sir, in PET segment, is there any new capacity in the offing in next 1 or 2 years?
I think next 1 year or so, there will be one plant more which will be coming. That will be maybe in FY27 or maybe later part of FY26.
Okay. And the extent of capacity there which is coming?
4,000 tons a month.
4,000 tons a month. Okay. All right. Okay, yeah. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Darshil Zaveri from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yes.
Sir, thank you so much for taking my question. Firstly, congratulations on a great set of results, sir. So just wanted to know on a broad basis, like, how do we see the industry currently and like the performance that we did in Q3, will it be similar in Q4, and how do we see FY26 panning out for us, sir?
So I think Q4 should be better for us, given that this is the peak period for aseptic, and the new capacity will give us some extra volumes for sure. The Q4 will also have some impact of your Egypt PET facility coming into play and giving us the additional volumes. So these two are the incremental ones. And if we are able to maintain our base in the way we've done in the Q3, with the base being there, these two add-ons should give us a better numbers in the Q4. And obviously FY26, when we have a full year working of these three investments available, I think, as I said already, we are looking to add from there about 2,000 to 2,400 kind of the revenue, and taking an average EBITDA margin of about 15% odd or so. So that should give you additional EBITDA for FY26 over and above your baseline for FY25. And there might be some impact of the BOPP extra capacity coming into play. I'll not be able to foresee that, but given that as UFlex we are a very small player in BOPP in India, and we are a much larger player on the BOPET side in India, I think that impact can be easily absorbed quite comfortably.
Correct, sir. But I think the three new capacities, you were saying 2,000 crore, but that's at optimum level, right? What kind of utilization do we expect in for like next year, sir?
So I think the first year, because the PET chips will not add to the revenues much. Why I'm saying so is because ultimately if we are using that in our own plants and all that, so that sales will get negated. That will ultimately add to the margin profile. But aseptic, if first year we are able to utilize from the new plant 80% capacity, I think we good to go in the next year.
Oh, okay, fair enough, sir. So any broad revenue guidance for on a consolidated or EBITDA consolidated basis that we could look for, sir?
I think we should look at about 15%, 12 to 15% over FY25.
Oh, okay. And with margins getting better.
Margins better होंगे तो अभी नहीं मैं कुछ कह सकता, but so FY25 looks like we'll be able to achieve about 2,000 crores of EBITDA, as I had said at the beginning of the year. So we have already achieved 1,425 crores in the first three quarters, and if we replicate the same number as what we achieved in Q3, in Q4, then we are about 1,950 odd crores. And the additional volumes from the PET chips and the Acepto expansion should take us to about 2,000 odd crore of numbers for sure.
Correct, sir. That's it from my side. So all the best. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Kaushik Poddar from KB Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
This debt, you have given the debt EBITDA at around 3.25. How do you see that panning out for 26 and 27?
26, we have to add on the debt because the two projects that we've announced, you know, we are looking at about 750 crores of expansion, the money to be spent on these two expansions. And then there is a $126 million of Asepto packaging expansion announced in Egypt, of which about $19-20 million is already spent. So I see about 750. Just give me a second. I think we will spend about 1,700 crores more in the new expansion, what is happening in the next couple of years. And so that will increase the debt. But as I said that, you know, if you see FY25, 9 months, we've spent 1,100 crores and the net debt increase is about 550-odd crores. So the natural amortization, which is already into play, which is about 1,000 crores a year, will take care of that, you know, the debt, not much of the debt will get added to the, you know, the overall numbers as of now. But still, I think we will have to see as to how much, given that there is 1,700 crores of the new expansions which are announced, which have to, you know, sort of get concluded over the next couple of years. So there'll be some debt which will get added, and about 2,000 crore is the normal amortization during this period as well.
Okay, and but you don't have a ready-made number in hand.
We have that number as of now.
Okay, and see, in Egypt for the aseptic packaging, has the first phase come into operation? When will it come into operation?
No. Egypt, we just announced in the last quarter. So we are expecting a completion in FY26 that's given to the team, which means that even if it happens on time, so only FY27 onwards, the operations will come into play.
And it is, so this is a new 7 billion units, right?
This is new 12 billion units.
Oh, it's straight away 12 billion?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So initially it was 7 billion, you have hiked it to 12 billion, and it will be 12 billion at the, whenever it gets up.
Egypt, we planned directly for 12 billion. 7 billion is the India existing capacity, which has been upgraded to 12 billion packs now.
Okay. But this 3.25, whatever you have shown for right now, can this be a ballpark figure at least for the next 2-3 years, or maybe?
Mereko lagta hai thoda upar jayega ek baar, but then as the operation will, because you know when you complete the project, the debt gets added, but the revenue and profitability does not. Hmm. So it might go up a little bit when the project is under implementation.
And as to the recycling of used polymers, for example, likes of the Hindustan Lever or Nestle, they will obviously be using you for that percentages, right? I mean, so you'll be supplying them the combined recycled as well as virgin plastic. Is that the way it works?
To their converters.
Yeah. So they will push their thing to the converters, right? So you will be giving a certificate that this packaging is, say, 30% recycled and 70% virgin. Will it work that way as a converter?
Yes.
You said yes, is it?
Yes.
Okay. So have you been talking to the likes of Nestle and Hindustan Lever on this issue?
Talking to all our clients that... Okay. They need this support very, very on an urgent basis, because the law comes into force from 1st of April, and industry as a whole is not ready with this capacity.
Industry as a whole. But so because of this industry not being ready and you people are ahead of others probably in the in this industry.
It's a yearly commitment.
Some amount of
it's a yearly commitment, so thoda bahut first year mein everybody feels that the government will not be as rigid as it will be, but I think we'll have to see that, you know, how does this pan out.
But do you see any scope for increase in margin because of this new regime?
100%. There will be definitely a scope to increase your margin because not many people will be able to, you know, sort of do that.
And do you expect the margin to be around 15% next year?
Margin, I think let's keep 14% as of now. But
that's the bottom, is it? I mean, 14 to 16, can we take it or it's around 14?
14 is more comfortable. Let's see one more quarter. This quarter has been 13.8%. Let's see the next one quarter and then probably for FY26, then we can make a better guidance.
So plus minus 14 is what we can take it, is it? Hello?
You are right.
Okay.
If you for the year FY25, 9 months is 12.6%.
Okay, yes.
Okay. So, while for this quarter it is 12.8%, it is 13.8%, but for 9 months it is 12.6%. So, guidance of 14 for the whole year, FY26, I think will be a decent numbers to, not very aggressive and not very, unduly lower also.
And which hopefully will get ramped up with the commissioning of the other plants in 27. Fully out of functioning of some other plants, right?
Recycling will definitely give you, more margins to begin with as the industry will settle and all that. Obviously, the margin profile will get, India mein ek ye normal rehta hai, bhed chal rehti hai. शुरू तो सबको सबको फिर उसी फील्ड में जाना है बिकॉज सबको मार्जिन एक्स्ट्रा दिखते हैं ना.
अभी
तो लीडिंग प्लेयर्स लीड लेंगे बट धीरे धीरे तो सब आ जाएंगे उसमें रिसाइकलिंग कैपेबिलिटी लगाने में.
एंड दिस पेट पैकेजिंग प्लांट विल बी कमिंग अप इन मेक्सिको इन व्हेन
वी अगेन
पेट फूड पैकेजिंग द पेट फूड पैकेजिंग द
food package also we are targeting completion towards the end of 26.
Okay. Thanks. I think I have taken a good amount of your time. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Mehul Savla from RW Equity. Please go ahead.
On the packaging business, while we are seeing growth, it's mainly coming from the liquid side. So flexible packaging pe kuch outlook if you can give, it will be great.
The flexible packaging mein hum log we are doing we've not done any capacity expansion there. The only thing we are trying to do is we are trying to improve our profile in that, moving on to the more retort pouches and all that, and leaving the roll form business, the lower margins roll form business. So there that trend has been, we doing that trend. I saw Huhtamaki posted only about 5% operating margins, EBITDA margin in that business. So I think that business clearly nobody is expanding the capacity. And even we are also not expanding any capacity over there. So that in a way the focus remains to do more value-added products rather than look to expand capacity because the margins still are very, very, very low in that business. So, you know, it's a business which is there for us, but clearly not focus of any growth or any new initiatives other than that, you know, you move up the value chain in terms of what you are doing.
Got it, sir. And sir, this you know, while I think this whole shift to this monopolymer, that also I think seems to be more regulation driven rather than voluntary adoption. So, does that impact us in any way? I mean,
monomer. So with the new guidelines which do not differentiate between a monomer or a multi-layered from a recycling perspective, I think India has settled the things. Europe also, the recycling is coming into play in a big way in the next few years. They are also starting now. But I think India has said that irrespective of whatever you use, whether you use monomer or X or Y, you have to have so much of recycled content in your material. Now, BOPP clearly cannot be recycled mechanically, while PET and PE, polyethylene, can be mechanically recycled. So if the guideline is ki 10% hona chahiye isme to begin with, and BOPP is not recyclable, so PET mein impact aa jayega uska ki balancing aapko karni padegi ki PET mein aapka zyada aayega 15% 20% ya PE mein aayega zyada. So I think those adjustments have to be made, because the concept is on a mass balance basis and not if you have a structure where you use BOPP, VOPP and PE, and the regulation is overall ka 10% should be recycled content. So jo recycle nahi ho sakta uska to aap 100% virgin use kar loge, aur jo recycle ho sakta hai usme aap higher recycled content use karke overall mein you will achieve 10% of the norm.
But from a technology point of view, that is not like a big challenge, or
no, that's not a challenge.
Okay. That's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Aman Kumar Santalia from AK Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, my question is related to Acepto. Sir, there is a two-part of this question. Number one is that, sir, recently, you know, Uttarakhand and UP government has announced that they have make it mandatory to use aseptic packaging in local liquor. So, how much market will it create for UP and Uttarakhand? And if it rollovers to other state also, then how big capacity requirement will be there? This is number one. And number two, sir, 40 our total capacity of Acepto, 60% we sell in the domestic market and 40% in the overseas market. So, sir, when we start this Egypt facility, so that 40% which we used to export in the international market, Egypt will take care of that market. But that 40% will be increased in the domestic market. So 40% plus this 5 billion extra capacity. So whether we will be able to sell the entire capacity in the Indian market?
So abhi to aap pehle samjhiye ki aseptic ka jo Egypt ka plant aayega usme abhi saal ded saal baki hai. So abhi to focus kya hai ki aap existing jo 5-7 to 12 kiya hai usko jaldi se jaldi use karo. जो बैलेंसिंग होगा उस प्लांट लगने के बाद में वो वहां पे उस टाइम पे वहां पे देखेंगे कितना इंडिया से शिफ्ट होगा. इंडिया भी तो ग्रो कर रहा है ना मार्केट. अगर मैंने जब तक वो प्लांट लगा इंडिया में 12 का 12 यूज कर लिया जिसमें से सपोज 30% एक्सपोर्ट भी हो रहा हो और इंडिया मार्केट भी ग्रो करेगी तो अपने आप चीजें ठीक बैठ जाएंगी ना. ये जो है हमारा टेट्रा वाला जो नया लिकर में आ रहा है एंड ऑल दैट, ये तो फिर बहुत बड़ा मार्केट है, अभी तो शायद दो तीन ही स्टेट्स हैं जो करती हैं, यूपी ऑलरेडी करता है बट ये एक स्पेशल कैटेगरी की बात कर रहे हैं, तो उसमें अपॉर्चुनिटी तो बहुत बड़ी है। मैंने लास्ट टाइम भी कहा था कि यू नो 4-5 गुना कैपेसिटी बढ़ानी पड़ जाएगी अगर सब लोग सारी स्टेट्स मिला के दारू में इसको कैटेगराइज कर दें तो ये तो अपॉर्चुनिटी खैर बहुत ही इट्स अ वेरी लार्ज अपॉर्चुनिटी। अनफॉर्चुनेटली क्या है ना, सिर्फ दो प्लेयर हैं इस इंडस्ट्री में और इसमें हमारी डोमिनेशन है फॉर द कैटलपैक इस कैटेगरी में इतना बड़ा नहीं है। सो इंडस्ट्री वाइड जो हमारा फोकस होना चाहिए इस कैटेगरी में वो आज नहीं है, बट गवर्नमेंट देमसेल्स आर रियलाइजिंग कि यू नो टू प्रिवेंट एनी काउंटरफीटिंग एंड एनी डेथ ड्यू टू स्पूरियस लिकर एंड ऑल दैट दिस इज द पैकेजिंग दे नीड टू गो टू। तो ये हो जाएगा, धीरे धीरे अचीव हो जाएगा, एकदम से अचीव हो भी जाएगा तो इतनी कैपेसिटी है नहीं इंडिया में कि ये यू नो यूज हो पाएगा।
ये जो रिसाइकिल का जो बिजनेस है तो राइट नाउ और प्लांट इज रनिंग एट 65% एंड वी आर अगेन जो अभी रिसाइकिल का इंडिया में जो कैपेसिटी है और हम लोग नया एक प्लांट और लगा रहे हैं नोएडा, तो ये लगाने के बाद में हम लोगों को उतना रॉ मटेरियल भी मिलेगा और उतना यूटिलाइजेशन वेदर वी विल बी अचीव अराउंड 100% यूटिलाइजेशन।
देखिए रॉ मटेरियल का जो है पेट बॉटल्स वो इंडिया में भी बहुत है और इस इंडस्ट्री में गवर्नमेंट ने अलाउ किया हुआ है कि यू कैन इंपोर्ट दैट ऑल्सो, सो रॉ मटेरियल साइड में कंस्ट्रेंट्स नहीं होंगे। द एग्जिस्टिंग कैपेसिटी यूटिलाइजेशन फॉर दिस रिसाइकलिंग फैसिलिटी इज लो बिकॉज नोबडी वॉन्ट्स टू पे एक्स्ट्रा मनी for the recycled material given that there is no legal requirement to do so. So all the big brands will do this under the compulsion of the law voluntarily. Itna scope nahi hota shayad, you know, the self discipline, the self things that we say probably are only seen in the media reports and all that, but when it comes to actually putting the money on the table and spending a bit extra in terms of the recycled content, you know, the companies don't do that. But with the regulation coming in, so abhi tak humne isliye, you know, we had not done any large investments in this line because you know, there was no regulation, but we were just keeping ourselves, we knew that you know this is going to happen one day or the other, so we were just keeping ourselves up to date with this smaller pilot plants or smaller investments to test the waters, to test the efficiencies, to test the technology, so that as and when it comes we have the head start that we have got gives us an advantage over the rest of the competition. That's what the whole endeavor was.
So, sir, ये अभी भी 1st अप्रैल से लगता है कि चालू हो जाएगा कि अभी भी इसमें डाउट है?
सर आज फरवरी एंड होने वाला है तो अभी तो कोई नई कुछ सरकार ने कुछ गवर्नमेंट हैज नॉट गिवन एनी रिलैक्सेशन सो फार, सो अज्यूमिंगली हो जाएगा, बट इस the testing will be done for the year as a whole only, so you know for the initial months probably because the material is not going to be available so widely, so it will take time for things to mature.
Sir, so
and as the battery charging stations versus the EV cars, you know.
I see. सर ये हंगरी में जो अल्ट्रा हाई बैरियर फिल्म जो हम लोग बनाने का प्लान कर रहे हैं, ऑलरेडी हम लोगों को बहुत सारा इसके अंदर में बहुत सारे कस्टमर्स से हम लोगों का गो अहेड मिल गया है, तो ये कितना बड़ा मार्केट है और हमारी कैपेसिटी कितनी बड़ी रहेगी इसके लिए और कितनी मार्जिन रहेंगे इसमें?
संताले जी, आई थिंक आई विल हैव टू एड्रेस दिस ऑफलाइन।
ओके सर, ओके, नो इशू सर। And sir, one last question, sir, regarding this debt. Sir, ये हम लोग every quarter some debts ये बढ़ जाते हैं, क्योंकि हर समय एक ना एक exciting project हम लोग को दिख जाता है. And I think this is little bit ये stock market में ये price को dampener रहता है. तो whether company is planning to tame this leverage, high leverage, कोई planning है कि इसको किसी तरह से बढ़ने न दिया जाए और इसको थोड़ा सा नीचे रखा जाए.
I think as of now, I have no, you know, sort of guidance on this as to, you know, so whatever we are planning as of now, we are planning through a mix of debt and internal accruals. And as I said that, agar agle 2 saal mein 1700 crore kharch karte bhi hain aur 2000 crore gets repaid, so not you know, added on to your ultimate debt level.
Okay sir, thanks a lot.
And overall debt to beta agar aap dekh le to 2 saal se usi mein investment, we've done investment, but debt to a beta ratio is around the same only.
सर एक लास्ट क्वेश्चन है सर, ये हम लोग जो डीओपीपी और वॉपेट के अंदर इतना बड़ा जो इन्वेस्टमेंट किए, अगर हम लोग इसमें वैल्यू एडेड फिल्म के ऊपर में ज्यादा अगर हम लोग कंसंट्रेट करते तो उसमें कैपेक्स भी कम लगेगा और मार्जिन भी बहुत ज्यादा रहेगी, तो हम लोग वैसा कुछ प्लान कर रहे हैं कि इंस्टेड ऑफ पुटिंग न्यू वॉपेट एंड डीओपी प्लांट, इफ यू कंसंट्रेट मोर ऑन वैल्यू एडेड फिल्म विच विल गिव अस मोर मार्जिन.
जो वी हैड प्लान्ड value added films only in Hungary and Egypt, but when you know, COVID came and there was a huge shortage of the raw material, so us time pe fir, you know, that time everything was selling because the material was in short supply, so we didn't get the opportunity to, you know, sort of start working on that value-added films. And sir, value-added films, so we made good money during that period. You know, our plants, our investments got implemented at the right time by the grace of God. You know, those were the good times to, you know, implement and start producing. But eventually, I think you are right, because we'll have to go that. But sir, value-added films के लिए base films तो जरूरी है ना पहले.
Right.
Value-added films के लिए base films तो आपको बनाना पड़ेगा ना. तो I think we are now realizing कि 23-24 के बाद में जब ये you know चीजें normal हो गई, तो that is where we started putting emphasis on the value-added products.
Okay sir, thanks a lot.
Thank you. We'll take a next question from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Ji, namaskar Bhatia ji.
Haan ji. Yes sir.
Sir, hamara presentation jo hamari release rehti hai wo mane abhutpurna hai aur usme sir aap sare points sabhi cheezon ko descriptive manner mein pure literature form mein express karte hain, to aap is pattern ko zarur continue kijiyega. इससे सर पूरी विस्तृत जानकारी हमें हम निवेशकों को एनालिस्ट को मिल जाती है सर, तो सर मैं उसके लिए सर धन्यवाद अपना प्रकट आपको आपकी टीम को कहता हूं सर. और सर
एक मिनट होल्ड करना जी, जो हमने मांगा हुआ है ना, जो हमारा अभी आस्क है उसी तरह
उसी आस्क में जस्ट ट्राई टू एस्टैब्लिश सप्लायर्स इंटरनल एक्सटर्नल.
हाँ जी
जी साहब. तो सर दूसरी बात रहती है सर हमारे डेट लेवल्स की सर, तो एज ऑन डेट सर हमारा स्टैंड अलोन में नेट डेट क्या है एंड कंसोलिडेटेड पे नेट डेट क्या है सर, नंबर्स एब्सोल्यूट नंबर्स बता पाएंगे
उसमें. हम उन एंटिटीज और सप्लायर उसकी बात. सो आपको इंडिया का और ओवरसीज का चाहिए?
जी 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 नेट डेट लेवल
हाँ अभी दे रहा हूँ.
वो का नंबर नहीं उसमें इंडिया से नहीं होगा ना, इंडिया से अलग से होगा ना।
सेकेंडली ये जो हम इंजीनियरिंग एक्टिविटीज करते हैं इनका अगर आप स्पेसिफिकेशन प्रोवाइड करें कि ये किस ये क्या नेचर की हैं और आगे इसमें कैसा ग्रोथ का हम इंक्लिनेशन देखते हैं।
सो नेट डेट इंडिया में है 2650 करोड़ का,
ठीक है,
और टोटल कंसोलिडेटेड है 6150 करोड़ का,
6150 का। ओके सर, और सर इसका भी स्प्लिट बता दीजिए बिटवीन लॉन्ग टर्म एंड वर्किंग कैपिटल।
सो लॉन्ग टर्म है आपका इंडिया में 2300 करोड़, और ओवरसीज में लॉन्ग टर्म है 5450 करोड़। ये ग्रॉस है।
हाँ ये ग्रॉस हो गया, तब आप नेट कैश बैलेंस करके आपने उसको।
हाँ तो नेट में कैश बैलेंस तो दोनों के सामने में लगेगा ना, वर्किंग कैपिटल भी और उसके भी। स्लाइड नंबर 27 है पीपीटी में, मेरी टीम कह रही है उसमें दिया हुआ है सारा।
हाँ सर मैं दोबारा देख लेता सर। सर दूसरा पॉइंट ये था इंजीनियरिंग एक्टिविटीज जो हम लाइन आइटम दिखाते हैं इसका क्या की कॉन्स्टिट्यूएंट है सर, और ये किस प्रकार का वर्क जिसको हम इंजीनियरिंग एक्टिविटीज में क्लब करते हैं।
सो इंजीनियरिंग एक्टिविटीज में दो तरह की चीजें हैं, एक तो हमारा इंजीनियरिंग की फैसिलिटी है जिसमें हम प्रिंट वेयर वी मेक प्रिंटिंग मशीन्स एंड पैकेजिंग मशीन्स इंक्लूडिंग असेप्टिक पैकेजिंग मशीन्स आल्सो। ओके सो दोज फैसिलिटी दैट फैसिलिटी इज यूज फॉर मेकिंग प्रिंटिंग मशीन्स फॉर द कन्वर्टिंग इंडस्ट्री एंड ऑल्सो फॉर द पैकेजिंग मशीन्स एट द कस्टमर एंड। अब आपको अगर उसमें भुजिया भरना है उसके लिए पैकेजिंग मशीन्स चाहिए, या असेप्टिक में आपको लिक्विड भरना है उसमें पैकेजिंग मशीन्स चाहिए, तो ये सब मशीन्स वहां पे बनती हैं। दूसरा अदर सबसेट ऑफ दैट बिजनेस इज सिलेंडर्स विच आर रिक्वायर्ड इन द प्रिंटिंग। तो दो सिलेंडर बिकॉज दे आर फॉर्म पार्ट ऑफ द इंजीनियरिंग एक्टिविटी दे ऑल्सो गेट क्लब्ड अंडर द इंजीनियरिंग एक्टिविटीज।
ओके तो सर ये हम इसमें हम मटेरियल सब सोर्स करते हैं एंड वी डू द फिनिशिंग वर्क एज अ जॉब वर्क, की ये टोटल इंजीनियरिंग एवरीथिंग इन हाउस सारा वर्क रहता है।
एवरीथिंग इज इन हाउस जी, टोटली वी बाय द रॉ मटेरियल्स। अगर जैसे सिलेंडर्स में कॉपर वगैरह लगता है, या इंजीनियरिंग में आपकी जो भी कंपोनेंट्स लगते हैं, या आपका स्टील एल्युमिनियम वगैरह जो भी लगता है, वी बाय ऑल दैट। वी हैव ए फुल वर्कशॉप ऑफ आर ओन वेयर वी मेक दीज मशीन्स। वी डोंट डू एनी ट्रेडिंग एज सच, वी मेक एट आर प्लांट एंड गिव इट टू द कस्टमर्स।
सर आई ज्वाइन अ बिट लेट, तो आपने अगर आरंभ में ये जवाब दिया हो कि अभी बीओपीपी फ्लेम्स एंड बोपेट की मार्जिन की जो ट्रेजिक्ट्री है, जो हमने दिसंबर क्वार्टर में एंड हुआ था एवरेज, उससे अपवर्ड ट्रेंड कर रही है कि क्या लेवल्स पर हैं सर?
सेम लेवल पे
है। अच्छा सर, सर वैल्यू क्रिएशन एक्सरसाइज पर सर शायद पहले सूरजी सर ने भी इन्वेस्टर्स को एड्रेस किया था एक दो फोरम में, जिसमें सर आप लोग कोई थॉट प्रोसेस बना रहे थे जिसके अनुसार आप आपके निवेशकों को कंपनी की राइट वैल्यू कैसे डिराइव हो सके ओवरसीज सब्सिडीज की लिस्टिंग करना, या कोई डिमर्जर या अदर एमएनए अदर कॉर्पोरेट एक्शन या एक्टिविटीज का एक रुझान बना रहे थे। सर अभी आप इस लेवल इस डिस्कशन पे कहाँ पर हैं, और इस पर हमें कब फ्रेश सूचना कब मिल सकती है?
देखिए अभी तो डिस्कशन स्टेज पे ही है, अभी कुछ फाइनलाइज नहीं है, तो अभी ये कुछ कहना कि डिस्कशन की किस स्टेज पे है या कैसे है थोड़ा सा मुश्किल रहेगा। तो जब चीजें होंगी तो तब आपको भी आप लोगों को ही सबसे पहले पता लगेगा, बट कोशिश करते हैं कि हम लोग कोई ना कोई जो हमें गाइड करने वाले हैं कंसल्टेंट्स एंड ऑल दैट, कि कैसे वैल्यू एडिट करें, कैसे शेयर होल्डर्स के लिए वैल्यू क्रिएट करें, उसमें करते रहते हैं। अनफॉर्चुनेटली अभी तक कोई हम लोग फाइनल पे चीजों पे नहीं अभी तक पहुंच पाए हैं, बट जैसे ही पहुंचेंगे हम लोग आपको 100% वील कीप यू इनफॉर्म्ड। एंडेवर इज देयर क्लियरली, बट टाइमलीनेस ऑफ द
final decision making and all that is clearly I'm unable to give you any guidance on that.
नहीं सर आपकी बात सही है बट कोई भी उद्देश्य लेकर कोई भी कंपनी चलेगी तो उसका तो एक निर्धारित टाइमलाइन होगी कि हम दो वर्ष में दो वित्तीय वर्ष में करेंगे दो कैलेंडर ईयर में करेंगे. अदर देन दैट अगर हम सिर्फ आपको ऐसी कोई बात नहीं कहेंगे कि जो सिर्फ आपको बात कहने के लिए कहनी है डेफिनेटली उसमें कुछ मेरिट होना चाहिए वो इसीलिए मैंने ये बात पूछी थी.
जब आप डिसाइड कर लेंगे ना कि करना है तभी आप वो गाइडलाइंस का टाइमलाइंस दे पाएंगे उसके बिना नहीं दे पाएंगे सर. तो अभी तो ये इस स्टेज पे ही है कि क्या करना चाहिए. जब ये डिसाइड हो जाएगा कि क्या कर लेंगे फिर उसका गाइडलाइंस उसका टाइमलीनेस हम आपको दे पाएंगे जी.
तो दो प्रश्न और थे सर. एक हम जो पैक मार्जिन अपनी देखते हैं वो हमारी 2 से 3% की रेंज में ही रहती है. तो सर लॉन्ग रन में भी क्या यही मापदंड रहेगा क्योंकि सर जब इन्वेस्टर्स देखते हैं तो वो एबिटा नंबर तो डेफिनेटली इम्पोर्टेंट है बट जो पैट नंबर्स होते हैं या पीबीटी के नंबर्स होते हैं उनसे ही हमारी अर्निंग डिराइव होती है. अदर देन दैट सर बाकी लाइन आइटम तो आपके बैंकों को सर्विस करने में वो पैसे निकल जाते हैं. तो ये 2% के मार्जिन के ही बिजनेस रहने वाले हैं सर कि इनमें इंक्रीमेंटल मार्जिन के लिए हम वर्क कर रहे हैं और ये तभी होगा जब हम अपना एम्प्लॉय कॉस्ट या फाइनेंस कॉस्ट अदर लाइन आइटम में रेशनलाइजेशन लेकर आएंगे सर.
सर एज ए बिजनेस वी सी एट एबिटा मार्जिन बेसिस यू नो कि इस इंडस्ट्री में क्या है यू नो आर कैपिटल मे टुडे बी मोर फाइनेंस फ्रॉम द डेट लेवल एंड ऑल दैट एंड दैट इज वाई एट अ पीएटी लेवल वी हैव अ हायर इंटरेस्ट एंड यू नो द डेप्रिसिएशन वी यूज दैट मनी टू पे आर लोन्स बट इवेंचुअली व्हेन दीज गेट नॉक्ड ऑफ फ्रॉम द बैलेंस शीट देन ओनली डेप्रिसिएशन. तो सर आप कुछ भी कर लें वो रहेगा ही रहेगा बैलेंस शीट पे क्योंकि वो आज एक ऐसा चार्ज है जिसको यूज करके आप कह सकते हो कि उसके सामने में एक्चुअल कैश आउटफ्लो भी है बिकॉज दैट चार्ज इज वॉट इज यूज टू पे यू नो योर डेट रीपेमेंट बैक. बट वो डेट रीपेमेंट जीरो भी हो जाएगी अगर तो भी वो चार्ज तो बैलेंस शीट में रहेगा ही. जो चार्ज कम हो सकता है सर वो सिर्फ ब्याज का चार्ज कम हो सकता है.
मैंने वही कहा था.
हाँ तो एक वो ब्याज का जो चार्ज कम हो सकता है उसके लिए फिर हम कहीं ना कहीं सेक्रीफाइस करेंगे अपनी ग्रोथ अपने अपने यू नो वॉट एवर इज द न्यू ट्रेंडिंग इन द बिजनेस एंड ऑल दैट. तो अभी ये बहुत ही यू नो अनलेस द मैनेजमेंट सेज कि यू नो वी विल फंड आवर ग्रोथ सब्सिक्वेंट फ्रॉम द आईपीओ मार्केट or from raising the equity and all that and very very nominal amount from the debt financing levels and all that then it's a different story sir. But at present today with the kind of projects we have and the debt financing we'll take for that I think you know I feel that you know these two liabilities expenses on the balance sheet interest as well as principal will remain sir.
And last two point to conclude sir ye hamara other operating income and other income jo do line item hum income mein dikhate hain iska sir agar aap consequent batate hain aur kya factors hain jo hamari other operating income aur other income ko influence karte hain.
I think we can get back to you offline on this.
ठीक है सर आप बाद में बता दीजिए. दूसरा सर ये जो क्वार्टर का परफॉर्मेंस रहा है हमारा आई थिंक सो दिस हैज बीन द बेस्ट क्वार्टर इन टर्म्स ऑफ द प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी आल्सो एंड आल्सो द ऑपरेशनल परफॉर्मेंस. सो ये क्वार्टर का परफॉर्मेंस अभी तक के जो हमारा वर्किंग चल रही है उसमें ये क्या है सर कंसिस्टेंसी आपको मेंटेन होती दिख रही है क्योंकि इसमें हम अगर हम एक्सेप्शनल लाइन आइटम के ऊपर के नंबर को कंसेंट्रेट करें दैट इज the PBT number before exceptional item for consolidated level was at 147 crore. So इसके जो constituent है major other आप जैसे other income and other operating income बाद में भी अगर आप बताते हैं तो ये numbers की consistency कितनी हम देख सकते हैं गोइंग एज, जो जो फैक्टर्स ने कंट्रीब्यूट किए इस क्वार्टर में इसको, वो फैक्टर्स अभी भी मजबूती से हैं कि वो फैक्टर्स रिवर्स होते हुए दिखते हैं, इस नंबर पे कितना हमें निर्भरता रखनी चाहिए कि हाँ एक हम प्लेटफॉर्म पे आ गए हैं कि इस नंबर के ऊपर हम प्रोजेक्ट रख सकते हैं अपनी वर्किंग को आगे के लिए।
सर मेरे को तो 100% लगता है कि ये अचीवेबल है, आगे कंसिस्टेंसी अचीवेबल है। एक फैक्टर मैंने जो बोला सिर्फ कि बीओपीपी में ओवर कैपेसिटी एक्सपेक्टेड है फर्स्ट क्वार्टर FY 26 से, उसका क्या इम्पैक्ट है आज की डेट में और कितना जल्दी उसको इंडस्ट्री एड्रेस करने की कोशिश करेगी वो देखना पड़ेगा। बाकी दूसरे चीजों में आई थिंक आई एम क्वाइट क्लियर कि उसमें कोई अदर देन दैट ऑल अदर एस्पेक्ट्स ऑफ द बिजनेस सीम्स मैनेजेबल।
और सर हमारा जो सेल्स मिक्स है उसमें बीओपीपी, बोपेड एंड एस्थेटिक पैकेजिंग, इसका परसेंटेज डिफरेंस, परसेंटेज रिप्रेजेंटेशन क्या होगा?
टोटल हमारा जो ये इंडिया में ही होगा, और इंडिया में हमारा बीओपीपी कैपेसिटी कितना है?
इंडिया में 31,200।
इंडिया में टोटल कैपेसिटी हमारी है 1,64,000, जिसमें से 31,000 टन बीओपीपी है सर,
19%।
तो करीब 20% बीओपीपी का हमारा इंडिया में कैपेसिटी है और 80% पैट और सीपीपी है।
ओके, एंड कंसोल लेवल पे?
कंसोल लेवल पे कितना है?
4,01,000 बोपेट है,
4,01,000
बोपेट है, 1,50,000 बीओपीपी।
नहीं गलत क्या है, कंसोल लेवल पे,
कंसोल का टोटल कैपेसिटी 6,18,000,
6,20,000 टन का टोटल कैपेसिटी है सर, और उसमें से बीओपीपी है
1,50,000,
1,50,000 24%।
ओके, तो इस पर हमें एक ओवर कैपेसिटी का रुझान है बिकॉज ऑफ द कमिश्निंग ऑफ द न्यू कैपेसिटी दैट आर गोइंग टू बी ओके। एंड सर पावर एंड फ्यूल लाइन आइटम जिस पर अभी आपने चर्चा भी किया था, उसमें सर हम ये लाइन आइटम ऐसा है जिसमें रिन्यूएबल में इन्वेस्टमेंट करके हम अपना कॉस्ट लोअर ला सकते हैं, कई मैन्युफैक्चरिंग इंडस्ट्रीज ऐसा कर रही हैं, तो अभी हमारा इन्वेस्टमेंट रिन्यूएबल सेगमेंट में अभी तक क्या सोर्सिंग है सर हमारी टोटल पावर की जो रिन्यूएबल सेगमेंट से आती है, और आगे के लिए क्या निवेश का क्या रुझान बनता है?
सो अभी हमने गुजरात जो धारवाड़ में हमारा प्लांट है उसमें करीब हम 70-80% पावर रिन्यूएबल से लेते हैं। दूसरा बड़ा प्लांट है हमारा नोएडा में, तो नोएडा में हमने कॉन्ट्रैक्ट किया हुआ है, बट यूपी सरकार की कुछ पॉलिसीज चेंज होनी थी जिसकी वजह से हम वो कॉन्ट्रैक्ट के तहत बिजली ले पाए। हमारा विचार है कि अल्टीमेटली हम सारे प्लांट्स में करीब 70-80% तक रिन्यूएबल पावर की बिजली ले लेंगे अगले 2 साल में।
ओके, अभी ये मिक्स क्या है सर हमारा?
अभी तो सिर्फ एक ही प्लांट में आ रही है जी, 70-80% जो धारवाड़ का हमारा प्लांट है।
ओके, नहीं अगर टोटल हम अपने कैनवस को देखेंगे
टोटल
कितना परसेंट
टोटल का नंबर नहीं है सर अभी मेरे पास।
अच्छा सर, और लास्टली सर 10 नंबर जो लाइन आइटम है जिसमें आप मेंशन करते हैं आइटम्स दैट विल बी रीक्लासिफाइड टू प्रॉफिट एंड लॉस अकाउंट, ये सर क्या हमारा इन्वेस्टमेंट का लॉसेस है या के ये इसे कैसे पढ़ना चाहिए सर?
ये इक्विटी इन्वेस्टमेंट है हमारी,
जो हमारे फॉरेन की जो कंपनी उसके लिए है।
यस,
तो सर इसमें सर हमें लॉसेस क्यों ये 1,233 करोड़ रुपए का रिव्यू करना पड़ रहा है?
वो कन्वर्जन की वजह से आ जाता है, फॉरेक्स एफएक्स कन्वर्जन की वजह से।
ओके, इसे ट्रांसलेशन लॉस ओनली।
यस
करेक्ट सर, ठीक है साहब, धन्यवाद सर आपके सभी विस्तृत जानकारी के लिए। सर इन केस आई एम इन द सिटी, अगर आप मौका देंगे तो डेफिनेटली मिलना चाहूंगा टीम से।
100%
जी साहब, धन्यवाद सर सभी का।
थैंक यू। विल टेक अ नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ अमन कुमार संदालिया फ्रॉम AK सिक्योरिटीज, प्लीज गो अहेड।
सर एक हाउ इज द एनर्जी प्राइसेस इन यूरोप, बिकॉज इन द पास्ट इट वॉज वेरी हाई, सो वेदर इट हैज कम डाउन
Energy prices are now normal, double of what they were pre-COVID, but it's manageable now.
And sir, there will be a overcapacity of BOPP. So whether it is confined to India or it is applicable to Hungary and Egypt also?
You will have one plant coming in Turkey also, but it is more of an India problem.
It's more of an India problem. And sir, there is a comment from Trump that ये जो paper straw था उसको उन्होंने remove करके he's made कि इससे कोई फर्क नहीं पड़ता plastic straw के अंदर में उन्होंने उसको re-implement कर दिया तो do you think that this plastic के लिए एक जो phenomena था कि plastic banned होगा ये होगा उसमें एक boost मिलेगा plastic consumption को
I think that's a very valid point sir what you have raised that you know he has endorsed plastic in a big way through his statement of this so ye acha hai ek movement from a plastic ki around jitni bhi noise hai galat hai and all that but let's see its long term implication I think it's good for the industry aspect because he's realized ki there is no life without plastic and he said that I don't want to even manage this plastic like everybody else is saying. It's a good beginning, but sir, you know, I don't have a clear visibility on this as to, you know, whether it will remain or it goes when he has to leave the office after 4 years because he's not coming back again after that, no, ever.
But in the short term, there is no problem. For next 4 years.
Short term basis.
And sir, ये flexible packaging में हम लोगों का क्या margin है?
हम लोग सर उसका margin अलग से देते नहीं हैं। आप फुतामाकी का balance sheet देख लेंगे तो आपको मिल जाएगा उनका इस quarter में 5.3% आया है। हमारा clearly उनसे much better है because we are more of you know, integrated play, हमारी film भी अपनी है, packaging, cylinders भी अपने हैं, हमारे chemicals and inks भी अपने हैं, we definitely have a better margin profile than the competition at present. But again, the fact that we've not grown in that business in capacity, that itself is clearly shows that, you know, the margin profile in the industry is not up to the desired level and that is why we are not investing in that business. We, in fact, in the last 7 years I've been with this company, I think we would have invested only in some balancing equipment here and there, but never added any capacity in that business.
जी सर ये मेरे ख्याल से इसमें प्लेयर्स बहुत हो गए हैं कंपटीशन बहुत ज्यादा है दैट्स व्हाई द मार्जिन हैज कम डाउन अ लॉट
आई थिंक सर देयर मल्टीपल रीजंस वन यू नो यू राइटली सेड दैट यू नो दिस इज अ बिजनेस इन इंडिया वेयर एमएनसीज आल्सो लुक टू बाय एट द चीपेस्ट कॉस्ट रादर देन लुक टू बाय फ्रॉम द क्वालिटी सप्लायर्स एंड दे यूज दोस प्लेयर्स टू ब्रिंग द क्वालिटी सप्लायर्स वैल्यू आल्सो डाउन So if you compare me with a person who is father and son who are operating the plant at a photo shop level basis and all that, do not comply to labor guidelines, do not comply to any directives or, you know, when I do all that and I'm subjected to audit also, from these setups vis-a-vis. So they show me that, you know, this person is able to give them at a lower cost than me and I should match its price. So, wo achieve ho nahi sakta, sir. I don't know, you know, this factor is only there in India, not in other mature jurisdictions. So iske chalte, sir, humne, as I said that, because the margin profiling, because of these, small outfits is not so good. So that is why we are not expanding this capacity.
Case number 12, एंड सर ये होलोग्राफी में भी है, ये हम लोगों को कंसिस्टेंटली बिजनेस बढ़ रहा है एंड मार्जिन इसमें अच्छे.
हाँ जी, होलोग्राफिक में अच्छा है बिजनेस, तो उसकी को कर लेंगे.
एंड द मार्जिन आर क्वाइट गुड.
ओके
सर, थैंक्स अ लॉट.
थैंक यू. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your engaging questions and active participation. We will soon have the transcript of this call on our website, www.eflexlimited.com. We look forward to connecting with you again in the next quarter. Thank you and have a great day.
Thank you. We thank the management for this call. On behalf of Dolat Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.